65. Tomorrow's high around 83 degrees. At midnight is fair and 65 degrees.
WDGY, Minneapolis.
Remove your bad self, baby. 1202. How you doing? Wednesday. Santa Michael, don't do you all night tonight. Think you can handle it? Take a vitamin? Okay. Tonight, we gon' boogie down, mama. With the music. From WDGY. $55. And I wish your fortune phone double cash call jackpot with Nighttime Michael and the music from Ouija. We'll celebrate Rare Earth at WDGY. Ouija Land weather, fair to partly cloudy skies. Morning low 5.5, this afternoon 83. Twin Cities partly cloudy 65.
The rain in Spain stays mainly store, the one magnificent jewelry store, famous for diamonds for 89 years.
Look at all that fanny. Oh, I've had it. 12:11, you and I in the night chime. Coming down with the hits in 20 minutes. The Eagles. Entertained from the 50,000 watt giant. WDGY. WDGY, your 50,000 watt non-stop music, mama. Banging them out in the nighttime with Brother Michael. Spending the night with you. Let's get comfortable and talk about it. Reminds you to guard against emphysema with a chest checkup. Hey, this is a matter of life and birth. 1221 WDGY. The music of Michael. Michael here in confession of the nighttime at 50,000 watt Ouija in the midnight confession. In the midnight hour, the music comes forth. Accustomed to second best, and for you, it is love at first sight. Diamonds for 89 years.
President Nixon and his Portuguese counterpart meets today to discuss the future of the U.S. air base in the Azores and of Portugal's troubled overseas territories. No rent is paid for the base, but diplomatic sources say Nixon may offer an expression of gratitude to channel economic aid to Portugal's African colonies when they get home ruled. WDGY time is 12:25. This is Bert Ross, and we'll have more music in a moment.
That's a wrap. Kill the light.
Members of the Joint Committee on Atomic Energy yesterday promised to look carefully at a U.S. agreement to give the makings of a nuclear power station to Egypt. But that was the only consolation given opponents of the pact. The House shouted down an effort to make congressional approval of the agreement with Cairo mandatory, defeating it by an overwhelming voice vote. Senator Edward Brooke yesterday asked Mobil Oil Company's board chairman why high profits made since the energy crisis began were used to buy another business rather than to search for oil or build refineries. Brooke says Mobil plans to buy controlling interests in the Marco Corporation, the parent company of both Montgomery Ward and Container Corporation of America. A bomb exploded early today in an automobile in a town 40 miles west of Belfast. The blast damaged a power and light office at Armagh. It was the latest in a series of explosions in towns and cities across Northern Ireland since late Monday. WDGY has learned a different kind of graduation is scheduled for the Marshall Community School in St. Paul today. The more than 100 graduates range from 17 to 64 years old, and 17-year-olds may only graduate by special waiver from the State Department of Education. The school is the adult continuing education program where students complete requirements for their degree in an average of 6 months. Among today's graduates will be 64-year-old Eugene Moore, who began classes this week at the University of Minnesota in psychology and calculus. His wife is also expected to graduate tonight. About 1,600 workers at the Ford assembly plant in St. Paul are out of jobs due to a strike at a stamping plant in Chicago. The employees are caught in the strike, as are Ford workers in five other plants in Los Angeles, Kansas City, and three plants in Ontario. yesterday, Ford said it would idle another 8,800 workers in Atlanta, Georgia, Lorain, Ohio, and the Michigan truck plant in the Detroit suburb of Wayne. The strike at the Chicago Heights plant halted the flow of doors, hoods, and roofs used on almost every Ford-built car, as well as 80% of Ford truck body parts. The strike began a week ago when 4,000 members of United Auto Workers Local 588 walked off the job. Crops are generally in good condition in most of Minnesota, although some planting still remains to be done because of wet spring. The Crop and Livestock Reporting Service said yesterday planting of small grains and potatoes continued during the last week in the Northwest. But the state oat seeding was done early this week, and the barley and spring wheat was more than four-fifths seeded. Planting of these grain crops is completed by late May or early June in past years. The report said planting of sugar beets has been completed in the potato crops, and sweet corn for processing is about four-fifths planted. WDGY Sports reports, in baseball last night in the National League, San Diego defeated Chicago 9-4. Houston shut out Philadelphia 1-0. Pittsburgh shut out Los Angeles 2-0. Atlanta 6, New York 1. Montreal 2, Cincinnati 1. St. Louis shutting out San Francisco 3-0. In the American League, Kansas City shutting out Milwaukee in the first of a doubleheader 7-0. And second game was postponed because of rain in Milwaukee. Baltimore trouncing our Minnesota Twins 10-1, Chicago White Sox 7, Cleveland 3, Texas shutting out Detroit 6-0, and California shutting out New York Yankees 3-0. Weekend weather, fair to partly cloudy today, morning low 55, afternoon high 83. At 12:30, it's cloudy and 65 degrees.
Music for the night is on Ouija with Michael and brought to you by J.E. Gerber Jewelers, downtown St. Paul.
WDGY. Hundreds of winners have won big things.
With Terry Jacks, more music from WDGY.
If you go away,
Terry Jacks.
Wow. Only Northern Star Diamonds can store. Famous for diamonds for 89 years.
An Eastern Airlines spokesman says a tag of the find is questionable. WDGY time is 12:55. This is Bert Ross, and we'll have more music in a moment.
I'm one of the worst.
Partly cloudy today, morning low 55, afternoon high 83. At 1 o'clock, it's cloudy and 65 degrees.
Michael, WDGY, Minneapolis.